Good morning, my sweet prince. Oh, don't worry. No one's going to tell your father that I snuck in here. Trust me. Because I told the guards I'd torture them and their families if they told anyone, of course. Anything for you, my sweet, sweet prince. Besides, it's not like we're not going to spend every waking moment like this once we finally get married. I can't wait until my brother dies so I can marry into your family and our empires can merge. Think about it, my love. No more sneaking around. No more secrets. And I won't have to deal with my annoying advisors asking me why I'm walking around the palace gardens with cum on my face. Ugh! They just don't understand. Nobody does. Nobody except you, my perfect, flawless prince. Are you hungry? I can make one of those stupid sluts you always have walking around make you something. Why are you defending them? Are you in fucking love with them or something? They are stupid sluts. I've seen the way they fucking look at you. They want you. But those filthy fucking peasants can't have you. You're mine. Aren't you? Good. Your perfect, amazing, mind-breakingly good royal cock belongs in this perfect, flawless, mind-breakingly tight royal pussy. Not in some peasant cunt. But I know you're not just a prince. You're also a man, and men have needs. And thanks to my stupid brother, I can't always sneak out of my chambers to come meet you. So I'll tell you what. You can fuck as many of those stupid peasant whores as you wish. On two conditions. You will never fuck or feel a pussy that isn't mine. Not even a fucking finger of yours goes anywhere near their inferior fucking holes. My perfect royal pussy is all you need, right? It's the only pussy for you, right? So fuck their throats and their tight little asses. Provided, of course, that they don't enjoy it. Shh. Let me stroke your cock, my prince. Just enjoy the pleasure of our talk, okay? You don't have to do anything. You're already fucking perfect. The only woman that you get the privilege of being pleasured by your amazing cock should be me. Those girls wouldn't even know how to fucking appreciate the gift you've given them if you gave them pleasure. They don't get you like I do. So I want you to rape them. And I want it to hurt for them. And then when they're crying and their little assholes are all stretched open and their throats are still coated in your thick royal sperm, you're going to send them to the medic, where I'll be waiting for them, to provide a listening ear and hear their stories about what a cruel, vile man the prince is. I'll give them a shoulder to cry on. And then, the next time we're together, I'm gonna rub my perfect, flawless, fucking royal pussy thinking about them and their stories. And I'm gonna come so fucking hard thinking about how you rape them and ruin them forever just to get off. That's what they fucking get for trying to tempt you with their pathetic bodies. What do you mean, what happens if they tell your father? How could they tell your father? They insulted the crown prince to a princess's face. Insulting royalty is a crime. Criminal scum like that is not going anywhere except the dungeons. So if you want to have them multiple times, you might have to go visit them there. I hope that's not too much of an inconvenience for you. I could work something outside if you want to. I could threaten their families, ruin their reputations so no one will believe them. I could even rip out their vocal... Oh, what? I am not crazy. I'm just so in love with you, baby. I don't want you to get in trouble ever. Especially not because of me. I'm just trying to protect you. I would never, ever, ever hurt you. You know that, right, my prince? I love you. And you love me too, right? Right? Yay! So get back into bed with me, silly. I'm sorry if I'm a little protective of you. I don't enjoy it. It's necessary. What? Okay, maybe my pussy did get a little wet as I was describing how you hurt and torture those stupid peasant sluts. Fuck. But that's just... I'd get turned on thinking about protecting you, my prince. That's all there is to it. I don't enjoy hurting others, but I have to. They need to know their fucking place. Beneath my fucking boots, like the pathetic insects that they are. We're just better than them, my sweet prince. Just look at me. My flawless royal body, my soft perky tits, my gorgeous hair, my glistening, perfectly wet pussy that didn't even have a finger in it before you came along and took my virginity. My entire existence is perfection itself, and so is yours. You're the only one who deserves me, and I'm the only one who will ever deserve you. You seem hesitant. Why are you hesitant? Serve the people. Are you out of your mind? The people serve us. When are you going to understand? Look at yourself. Does this look like the body of someone who serves? No. This is the body of someone who gets served. Someone who dominates. Someone who takes. Our royal blood means we get to treat people however the fuck we want, and they just have to fucking take it. Get that through your head. Look at me. Look at me! You're going to fuck me. You're going to fuck me with your perfect royal cock, and you're going to keep fucking me over and over and over and over again until you finally start understanding that you just get to take whatever, whoever you want. You're going to fuck me until you realize you are entitled to this perfect royal pussy. Until you realize your place on this earth is not to serve those stupid peasants, but to be served by them. Along my side, a perfect royal match, ruling with an iron fist, because that's what we fucking deserve. Now stick your perfect royal cock into my flawless fucking pussy, my prince. Feel that, my prince? That's perfection. That's power. And it's all fucking yours. All you have to do is take it. So, are you gonna serve the people? Cook meals, wash clothes for your servants while they sit there and do nothing, since you care about these filthy fucking commoners so much? Or are you gonna rule them? You fucking take them and rape them and break them like a fucking king. I know what you want. I know what you really fucking want, my prince. And I will stop at nothing before you get what you fucking deserve. Nobody will stop me from letting my perfect prince get what he wants. What he fucking deserves. Not those peasants. Not my brother. Not even your fucking father. Oh, fuck. I'm not unlocking my legs. Keep fucking me and look me in the fucking eyes. You're better than all of them. You're the only person who fucking matters, okay? Your will, your wishes, Your desires are all that's fucking important in this world. And if I have to kill, rape, and torture my way into satisfying you, I fucking will. Oh shit, I'm close. Your perfect cock is gonna make me cut my prince. Think about it. Think about taking it all. Everything you want. Take it. Fucking take it. Fucking take my prince. Come inside me and we'll fucking rule the world together. Everyone will fucking bow to you. Nobody will stand in our fucking way. Cause you're all that fucking matters. Your pleasure. Your satisfaction. Oh, and I'm gonna make them understand. I'm gonna make the whole fucking world understand that they are beneath you. Oh god. Come with me, my prince. Come with me and we'll bring the fucking world to its knees. Oh god. I'm coming, my prince. Oh, I'm coming on your perfect royal cock. Oh, my prince, you are amazing. You're so perfect, my prince. We're gonna make such good rulers together. Who's that? Oh, the prince's father sent you, huh? You're sorry for finding us like this? I don't think you are, my sweet, perfect, flawless prince. I think it's high time you show her what regret really feels like, don't you think?